God answers prayer. 4-year-old Clayton sat very still. He loved to hear Mama's voice as she sang and read the Bible and prayed in family worship. It was hard to understand it all, but he had helped to pray for Papa, who was having meetings at a far-off church. Clayton missed him and hoped he'd soon come home to Mama and his 7 brothers and sisters. Mama also asked God in prayer to keep everyone safe this day, naming each one. Clayton heard her say his own name in this prayer. Now all the big ones left for school. The baby and 2-year-old Esther were too young to play with him. He went out the front door and sat on the porch step. "I'll play with my kittens. I like their fuzzy fur." He had a string and played with the kittens. Mama had had the big boys carry the tall, heavy bookcase outdoors before they left so she could scrub it before painting it. Now, while baby Mabel slept and Clayton was playing with his kittens, she took Esther out with her while she scrubbed the bookcase and left it to dry. Clayton was thinking, "I miss Reuben. I wish he didn't have to go to school." Mama says, "I will have to go to school when I am 6. But what can I do now? Papa would let me help him if he was home. But Mama with the little girls are the only ones home. What can I do now? My kittens have run away. I'll see what Mama is doing." But Mama had already finished her scrubbing and had gone inside. Then Clayton saw the bookcase. "Look, I see a ladder. I like to climb ladders. This one will be fun. I will climb up very high and sit on the top." The open shelves of the bookcase did look like a ladder to a 4-year-old boy, but they were very straight up and down. This was a hard ladder to climb. His hands couldn't hold very well. He was able to get up on the 2nd shelf by struggling very hard. "Now, if I can just get up on the next step," thought Clayton, "I'll reach up here like this. Oh, 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 help me!" Something terrible was happening. The heavy bookcase fell front as Clayton tried to get up on the 3rd shelf. Down, down he fell to the ground. The heavy bookcase fell on top of him. Clayton landed on his side when he fell. A shelf was just across his middle. His breath was knocked out of him at first. As soon as he could breathe well, he began to cry loudly. He tried to wiggle and turn onto his back. Then he couldn't breathe so well again, so he stayed on his side and cried loudly again. He tried to call, "Mama! Mama!" But under the heavy piece of furniture, his cry was not very loud. Mama was in the kitchen, singing as usual as she went about her housework. Suddenly she thought, "Where's Clayton?" She went out front. Clayton was not there playing with his kittens. "Clayton! Clayton! Where are you?" she called. Around the house she hurried. Oh, there she saw an awful thing. Her bookcase had fallen. She also heard a faint cry coming from under the bookcase. "Oh, Clayton, you are under the fallen bookcase. Oh, how can I get you out? I am here all alone." As she prayed to God for strength, she lifted off the heavy bookcase. Carefully, she picked up the crying Clayton. She carried him into the house. "Clayton, I'm glad you can cry," said Mama. "Then I know your chest is strong." Mama gently felt over Clayton's body for broken bones. It appeared Clayton was not really badly hurt. "You have been kept safe, Clayton. God kept you safe. Thank you, God, for answering my morning prayer."